This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This part of this hump day morning programming is brought to you by the Cheesecake Factory.
What just happened?
Big plates at the Cheesecake Factory.
I've never been.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
There's one at
Go Hungry
Hillsdale Shopping Center.
Yeah.
Never been there. There's always a huge line.
Yeah. Well, split something. Mm. That's what I like. Split. You can split it with your whole family. Like, it's they feed you there. Anyway, you can watch this show live. Hello, cameras that are all around the room.
You go to
radioalice.com/watch and join the community of lookers. You can watch all morning, and we got a guy Vaughn who puts the whole show together, and then it's on 24/7. He loops it after the show, and on the weekends it's several parts of the best parts of the week all looped together. The Cheesecake Factory Saturday and Sunday brunch. Enjoy made fresh from scratch items like lemon ricotta pancakes. The Cheesecake Factory weekend brunch, 10 to 2. Fresh starts here.
Mm. All right.
Ooh, Cheesecake Factory.
Sarah,
darling,
we had Greg Baldwin in yesterday.
We did.
And a friend of mine that's also a friend of his went to the show, the Punchline show last night.
Greg Baldwin is a guy, he used to be a sales guy here at the station, and he left and went to L.A. to try to make it as an actor and wound up as a comedian and has had his share of trials and tribulations along the way. Came in yesterday. It was nice to see him again. And he played last night at the Punchline. What did they think of the show?
Well,
he's on line
two.
Sean
on line two. He texted me, so I haven't spoken with him.
What is this person?
Sean.
Name? Hi, Sean.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
A little tired, but pretty good.
Oh, well, you went out late last night.
But I'm off today.
Good for you.
Sean.
You got those funny hours like John has.
Exactly. Sean works at Autobahn.
Oh.
And helped get John in the door over there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Are you pissed off that Johnny V's, just with his good model looks, is just selling cars like crazy?
Well, I kind of helped him, pushed him along that way. I told him he'd be a great fit there. He's doing a really good job there. We like having him.
Oh, that's nice.
I bet. I bet you're like, dang, look at that guy. He just stands there.
Cars
drive right off
right.
The lot.
Right? Exactly.
So, Sean, what did you think of our friend Greg?
You know what? First of all, I just want to, you know, my background with Greg is I've known Greg since he was born. I grew up on the same street with him.
Oh, my God.
His brother, Mike, Stevie, sister Kelly, me, my older brother Ted, my sister Erin. He was four doors down from me on my side of the street. Small.
You didn't even have to cross the street to get to him.
Pardon me?
Nothing. Go ahead.
So, you know, I mean, we grew up in a small neighborhood. You know, it was called San Mateo Village, just outside of Bay Meadows. And growing up, we all kind of keep track and monitor each other's lives and what everybody's up to. But I'd never been to the Punchline. And I walk in there, and this must have been a reunion of every single one of his friends and families.
Great.
I mean, they filled the place. I'm going, is anybody else here except family and friends?
That's great.
My mom was there. His mom was there. My mom and his mom actually were best friends and grew up together.
Aww. How great that this turned into a total like family/neighborhood/everyone-you-ever-knew reunion.
Yeah. And That's it wasn't like it was an intervention.
Yeah, and it was great to see. It was great to see his parents and get caught up with them. But he's a great kid. He's a great story. And it was so good to see him doing what he does. Ant was awesome. Jimmy was awesome. I guess Ant was kind of his mentor and helped him move up. But he started to do a little bits of growing up in the neighborhood and doing stuff like that. I said, Greg, you have years of materials, just stories of some of the stuff that we went through growing up in that small neighborhood in San Mateo. So, but more than anything, it was so good to see him doing so well for himself after a lot of stuff.
I'm super happy for him because, yeah. That could have been a story with a much sadder Right.
Yeah, and I talked to Greg about that. I said, you know what? We've seen people end up going the other direction. You know that. And we've lost a lot of people that way. So it was really good to see him, his mom, his dad, his family, mom and sister.
Thank you very much, Sean. Appreciate the call. I'll put you on hold if you want to chat with you. I guess you guys are...
Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Sean. You've known Sean too, I guess.
Sean was a listener, and then he reached out to me on Facebook, and we started talking. I've gone out with him. Oh, matter of fact, Sean and his wife Colleen were with us when we went and saw Rudy perform.
Oh, is that
here
so?
In the city?
Our friend Rudy.
Mm. Yes.
And when's our friend Rudy coming back?
Where is our friend Rudy?
You know what? Yeah, I've been following him on Facebook. He was in Texas, I think El Paso, performing recently.
Mm.
So I guess he's really
getting out there on the road.
Yeah.
I like that you're sort of rotating through your movie review partners.
Me too.
It's nice. It mixes it up. I like Liam. Liam and Rudy are great additions to it.
Right.
Occasionally, Bryn will come on.
And tomorrow, Tommy.
Tommy Igoe's going to do
one
tomorrow.
Johnny Mosley?
Johnny Mosley was great. He's always fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How's everyone's favorite Scott Capora? How do you work out?
I thought he was good. You guys did fine together.
Mm-hmm. I miss Bryn.
Yeah.
We all miss Bryn.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
No one
that.
Misses you more than Hooman, though.
Is that true? He seems mad at
it
me.
It is.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, he's mad, but he misses you.
With the house and eating and stuff.
Listen to... He's making overweight jokes. Did you hear that?
I did. You know what? I deserve it. I get my loud ass in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
I just paper cutted myself.
Oh, bad. What?
That's what you get.
Need a Band-Aid?
What did I do?
Sarah, you need a Band-Aid? I can get one for you.
No.
Sure.
It's just a...
Your passive aggressiveness.
It wasn't me. Hey, this part of the program is brought to you by Pier 39. Happy birthday to Pier 39.
Hooray!
Celebrate 39 years on the San Francisco waterfront with Pier 39 October 14th. Pier39.com. I like Pier 39. Whenever we have people in town, we always either take them over there, send them over there. And we did a great, we did a secret show at the Hard Rock one time, right?
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, really liked that
as a venue
for it. I
mean, you didn't let me hook up with that one girl that one time, but.
That wasn't the secret show, though.
That was a performance.
It was just a performance from Colby Calais.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
And her manager and you were.
He couldn't bro me.
Well, Vinny, you know, we were all on stage and we didn't know we weren't broing you when we called you up to the stage. We didn't realize you were making time with her manager. Our bad. Damn, this thing's bleeding too.
Oh, come on. It's a paper cut.
I know, but it really hurt.
Put it in your mouth. Oh, yeah. I guess you need to talk. Never mind.
Just put a Band-Aid on it. It'll stop.
Yeah.
Sit on it.
Fonzie.
Oh, Bryn's got a Band-Aid. There you go.
Wrap me up right there. See it? Right there.
I barely even see it.
Well, that's why I just sucked all the blood off of it.
That was a good break, everyone.
What was?
This one.
Oh, yeah. So far, so good.
Oh, the Band-Aid break?
I don't know. I think we peaked with that first, the last 30 with the Richard talk.
Oh. Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Oh, I was dying.
If you're named Richard... There's a conversation for you that you can go back to our podcast and listen to. And maybe you can answer our question for us. Okay. All right, let's move on.
Yeah, it's other I'm not, things. We can't do that again.
Jason Aldean announced on his website he is canceling his shows in California this weekend out of respect for the victims of Sunday's shooting. He was on stage when the shooting happened. The shows are Friday in LA, Saturday San Diego, Sunday in Anaheim. He said, I hope everyone understands. I'm sorry if anyone's disappointed. I want to thank you for the outpouring of love over the last couple days. You have no idea how much you've helped us get through this tough time. The tour is resuming October 12th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he also posted a new statement on Instagram. He asked all Americans to come together and stop the hate. That is the only way we'll ever get this country to be better than it has ever been. But we have a long way to go, and we have to start now.
He's right.
Jason Aldean. So I was looking at last week's TV ratings because I was wondering where Survivor fell.
Yeah.
Not in the top 20. It was a big week. The number 20 show was Dancing with the Stars with 8.7 million viewers on ABC.
Does NFL still own the whole TV?
No. There's a lot of NFL
landscape.
On here, but it doesn't own it. It's the highest ranked one was the Colts and Seahawks on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah.
16.7 million. Thursday Night Football was number four. Football Night in America was number 16. The number one and number two shows. Number two, well, number one was The Big Bang Theory.
Mm-hmm.
Season premiere.
Ooh, was number two Sheldon?
Young Sheldon.
Yeah.
I saw that this morning in one of the papers that they've got a hit on their hands.
They do. Well, the series premiere pulled in 17.2. Everybody who watches mm-hmm. The Big Bang Theory was like, yes, I'll watch Young
How
Sheldon.
How did Will and Grace do?
Oh, right.
It debuted in 12th place, but it got 10 million viewers. It's good. I mean, this was a big week because there were a lot of premieres, so a lot of big numbers were put up.
Tell me the numbers again for 1 and 2. How close were those numbers?
Big Bang Theory season premiere, number 1 with 17.7 million viewers.
Uh-huh.
The series premiere of Young Sheldon, 17.2 million viewers.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Do they run back-to-back, the two shows?
I would think so. I believe they do.
Well, they held most of their audience. NCIS's season premiere was number 5. This Is Us season premiere. People love This Is Us.
I don't know anything about that show.
I know. I need to watch it. I see references to it everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That's an NBC show, and that premiered with 12.9 million viewers. Then 60 Minutes, Good Doctor. The Voice was number 9 and number 10. Kevin Can Wait was number 11. SEAL Team, that the series premiere of that SEAL Team show.
That Kevin Can Wait, people were pretty upset because the wife was killed off.
She was killed
Super
off, and they brought back Leah Remini,
right.
His old wife from the other Kevin show.
Yeah. King of Queens.
King of Queens, right.
Well, I guess they like to work together, and they feel like they've got good chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
And
guess so.
Yeah.
It's his show.
Right.
Anyway, there is a little bit of the weekly TV ratings. Surprise, everyone. Tom Petty music has skyrocketed on all the streaming services. I'm guilty of that. When I got home yesterday, we were cranking it in the backyard. The top 6 songs being played are Free Fallin' at number 1, I Won't Back Down, You Don't Know How It Feels, Mary Jane's Last Dance, Learning to Fly, and American Girl. American Girl's the one. Between Sunday and Monday, Tom Petty stations went up 8,962%. And plays of specific Petty songs went up 124%. It looks like his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame has been made into a shrine, basically. People are going there and leaving things behind and paying their respects. Bruce Springsteen is doing his 18-week run on Broadway. That officially started last night. And he was tweeting yesterday about Tom Petty. He said, down here on E Street, we're devastated and heartbroken over the death of Tom Petty. Our hearts go out to his family and bandmates. I've always felt a deep kinship with his music, a great songwriter and performer. Whenever we saw each other, it was like running into a long-lost brother. Our world will be a sadder place without him. Bruce Springsteen. Tom Petty died at age 66 after hours clinging to life in an L.A. hospital on Monday night. Cardiac arrest, apparently. And if you're interested in the Bruce Springsteen thing, which is, by the way, 18 weeks, completely sold out. This is like a one-man show thing that he's doing on Broadway. Tickets are going for like $2,400 on the resale market. 960
Who
people.
Who does he think he is?
The boss.
See Hamilton?
I don't know.
Come on!
So. The show is Bruce on stage with his guitar, his piano, his words, and his music. Some of the show is spoken, some of it sung. It loosely follows the arc of my life and work, he said in a statement. Tickets are completely sold out. However, 26 seats for each performance are sold through a lottery for $75 a piece. So if you feel lucky, you can go to Bruce's website for more detail. But he did a lot of his hits. Ended with Born to Run. Born in the USA is on there. Dancing in the Dark's on there. My Hometown, Thunder Road. So he plays a lot of songs and he talks a lot. And I'm sure people feel like they got their money's worth.
Well, that's great.
Just like Hamilton.
No. Oh,
you missed that.
No, I heard you, but no, I don't. It was a fine little show. No show's worth that much money. I am dumb.
Nah. All right, what's
no.
coming up? You're not doing it. It's perfect. You've seen it now.
Yeah. What's coming up? I have no idea.
All right. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
I found it.
Is everything okay?
I found it.
Are we all right?
Could you hear that?
Nope. This part of the program is brought to you by Credit Karma. Uzette is going to be at the Humane Society Silicon Valley's Tales and Ales Saturday, October 14th. That's next Saturday from 11.
Right.
The thing is happening from 11 to 4. You'll be there, you know, around lunchtime or so, mm-hmm. hanging out for a little bit. Family fun activities, breweries and wineries at Google's Crittenden campus in Mountain View. You can get tickets today at talesales.org. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Karma Credit today. Credit Karma, get knowing.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by our friends at Bananas at Large.
Hey, Bananas.
Today, they're having a really cool boutique guitar show.
Oh, fun.
So these are not your typical brands. They're sort of boutique-y, artfully made, high-end instruments that are there for you to play and also buy.
Mm.
I saw that on Facebook. It looked really cool.
It's really neat. Yeah, I mean, I consider most guitars to be art in general.
Absolutely.
And then when you get these guys who are really artists and put a lot of time and energy into it, it's neat. I can't go.
Is that happening in San Rafael or at
It's
both
at
stores?
San Rafael, I believe.
Okay.
But you can check with Bananas either on Facebook. And I think they're going to even put it on Facebook. Like the show will be.
Oh, like live?
A video, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Oh, funny. Yeah, he texted me this morning and I was looking at the thing and I can't make it, Alan, but thank you for the invite. That sounds awesome. And I won't let John go.
Right.
We're out of money.
That backyard.
Yeah,
huh?
That backyard. It's a giant hole. We just keep dumping all our money in it.
Well, it looks great.
Thank you. Those guitars look great, too.
The yard does, though, I mean.
Thank you.
You've done fantastic work there.
It's getting there, Vinny.
Hey, I want to mention real quick that it's Fleet Week here in town.
Yeah.
So that's something, if you're coming into the city, you can check out. There's a whole list at RadioAlice.com of the day's events.
Yeah.
Leading up to the big weekend.
I was waiting for them to, because you mentioned this yesterday, and they don't have the tent set up yet. I was surprised. Yeah. I guess maybe they're going to start setting those up
now. I saw some tenting on the way in.
Oh.
What, like, the direction we come in, Vinny.
Right.
And actually, I was going to tell you to look tomorrow. I'm going to text you tomorrow morning, because there's a big sign that says some closures are coming. So.
Because of Fleet Week.
Look out for that.
I know that I'm mostly driving and pretty brain dead at that time of the morning or even later in the day. I'm just sort of
get home.
Going through it, the motions.
Off.
Yeah.
Did you guys know Costco took over the Levitt's building? Has
Rin.
That been forever?
Yeah. I was there.
Raving
yeah.
about that place, Uzi. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
How long has it been there?
I love it.
I don't know. I mean, I've probably gone about a month ago. But it was just brand new when I went, me and Needham. It was super fun.
So the Levitt's building was left unoccupied
for
10 years at least.
Yeah. And now it's a Costco.
Yeah, it's a Costco business center. So
what does that mean?
A bunch of things that the regular Costcos don't have. But
like what?
I don't know. It's like pallets of stuff, like bigger sized, it's mainly for stores, it seems like.
So could I get a bigger box of highlighters and red pens?
Probably. I didn't look at their office supplies, but if you're a liquor store, they've got like so much more variety of candy. And of course, I know this because I was walking back and forth down that aisle.
Candy?
Yeah, I know, candy.
You mean different types of liquor? What are you saying?
No, he says candy.
Like candy bars?
Like liquor stores sell candy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, if you're a liquor
they
store.
They do? What?
Yeah.
Is it for Halloween?
Like a corner store?
Yeah, what do you
mean? Is that a liquor store? And then
the mini market
candy.
Where you go and you get your candy bar.
I don't know. Is that wrong to say?
No, you're right.
No, I've never put those two things together.
You
say liquor store, I go to the liquor store to buy liquor, not to buy candy. I didn't know it was a thing.
Must be a Boston.
Mill Valley doesn't have mini markets the way every other town does, I guess. That's really normal.
I guess now I'm picturing my Jolly King, and there does seem to be a little counter in front with stuff. I don't know.
And my Costco I go to in next to the airport doesn't have the shrimp-flavored cup of noodles. They only have chicken-flavored. But this place had, like, chicken, shrimp, beef, and everything.
Oh,
it's going crazy over there.
Oh.
How
cup of noodles.
Yeah, cup of noodles.
Boy, anyways, speaking of things you see,
like
I looked up and I'm like, Costco's in the Levitt's building.
Yeah. You should try it, Vin.
I can't believe it.
Vinny.
Finally, someone's occupied. Yeah.
Are you going to mention the other thing happening this weekend in the city?
Well, what I was going to mention next for Sarah.
Uh-oh.
Just so you know, get ready tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
New England Patriots at Tampa Bay, 5:30 game time.
I'll be in bed before that comes on my TV. John lets it, believe me, he wants to be alone. I'll hear him yelling from
okay,
the room.
Okay, well, I'm tipping you off your husband being a player or a...
one of the members of the team.
An advisor.
The advisor on the New England Patriots. He's got an important day tomorrow.
Yeah.
So what else?
The other thing happening this weekend that you should all be aware of is Hardly Strictly Bluegrass.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening in the city the exact same time as Fleet Week.
Yeah, so that'll be... it's got a lot going on.
Lots
Use public transpo. Or walk. Just walk. I like it.
I want to start off, because I haven't yet, with a text, if I could.
Okay.
650 says... can you please wish my son William happy birthday before 7:30 this morning?
Oh, missed it.
Darn it.
No.
Oh, we can't.
Happy birthday.
But happy birthday, William.
Happy birthday, William.
Yay.
It's 7:43-ish. He's 9 years old today. Here's a post I posted on Facebook last week that I think you will enjoy. Listening to Sarah and Vinny this morning, Vinny won a game where he got to motorboat Yuzette. After I changed the channel, right after, William asked me why I changed it. He wanted to hear how Vinny felt about winning a speedboat.
That's funny.
That is funny.
How'd you feel about winning a speedboat?
I loved it.
All right.
Although it was...
you didn't even start the motor last
week.
Yeah,
it's far too short.
It was docked. Was it docked?
It was more like a canoe sitting in still water.
Boat jumped away.
Well, we'll see how we do this Friday.
Oh, I'll try and come up with a game for this Friday.
I wanted to read this because I have long wondered about autism. I understand that people with autism live happy, healthy, productive lives.
Sometimes.
Right. But it is one of those things where I have long felt, how is it we have not been able to pinpoint the cause of this? Mm. As it seems to be, what do they say? The stat is 1 in 68 boys born have it.
Yep.
And 1 in 200 girls born have it.
Right. Or, some
or something like that.
There's a huge spectrum when it comes to autism. And that's the thing about it. It's like it's a weird thing even to get diagnosed sometimes.
This is from the business section of today's Chronicle. A federal grant fuels research by Stanford and a biotech firm. They're looking... they've jointly received $2.1 million grant to recruit subjects for a study exploring potential links between bacteria in the gut, known as microbiome, and autism.
Bacteria in your own gut?
Uh-huh.
In the
Research
gut?
Have long suspected, based on anecdotal evidence, that there may be a link between the microbiome and the severity of autism diagnosis. There is limited data right now in humans, but many children with autism have food allergies or gut conditions such as inflammatory bowel diseases, leading researchers to hypothesize the activity in the gut has a relationship to autism. I don't know anything about. I just think that's great. I hope that they're on to something.
Right.
Wouldn't that be incredible?
Twould.
So they've got the money, and they're getting to work on it. It's the smart people at Stanford.
Go Stanford. Go Stanford.
Millennials.
What about them?
They're buried in student loan debt.
Poor things.
They'll do anything to get out of it.
Oh, what do they do to get out of it?
Actually, I don't think this is that extreme. About half of them, apparently, are willing to relinquish their right to vote for 2 election cycles to get rid of all their debt. Dude, you could throw me off a building to get rid of that kind of debt.
Hello.
What are you talking about?
Yeah,
relinquishing something you're not even doing.
Right, I know.
Relinquish something like, how about your cell phone
that matters to
for
some
10
people.
Years?
God, clearly no one's freaking voting.
Relinquish your right vote.
My God.
Millennials vote the least.
I'm glad you guys just had that reaction because I read that and went, WTF are you talking about?
Yeah.
Did you see all the stats that, like,
forgive all my debt too. I'll quit voting.
Yeah. If something like 5% more of the millennials would have voted for Hillary or something.
Yeah.
This crap was decided before they even got to California.
Yeah, we were so not a factor.
So ridiculous.
Agreed.
A whopping 42 million Americans currently have federal student loan debt. And about half of them say they'd be willing to...
Only half?
Yeah. 49.8% were willing to give up the right to vote in the next two presidential elections if it meant getting rid of all their student loans.
I who are these other 51%? Get out of your debt. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
I feel like if you had, let's say you had $80,000 in student loan debt,
mm-hmm.
I would consider a knife fight or something. Like,
to get out of your student loans,
something extreme.
Like, I can't, like, to me, that's
put in a cage with a lion.
Sure, for 1 minute, only for 1 minute. Then you got to get me out of there,
wrapped in stakes.
Oh,
yeah. I mean,
it's unbelievable that more than half wouldn't.
44% of millennials say they'd be willing to stop using ride-sharing services like Uber or Lyft forever.
Oh, that, okay. I don't believe that at all.
Really?
Millennials don't drive. Of course, what else do they have if they don't have the Uber and the Lyft?
Bikes.
They're not going to bike. Are you kidding me?
This is
Mom will drive them.
This is the most out-of-touch survey
I've
ever read.
It's the weirdest
survey. 42% of millennials said they would agree to give up international travel for 5 years if their student loan debt was gone.
They don't leave their rooms.
What? This is so funny.
They're not even doing domestic travel.
Where is this from?
This is international travel.
Where's this from?
I've never got to international travel. What are they talking about?
I know.
Yeah, I mean, I've gone to Mexico.
I can easily give that up for 5 years.
All right, I've gone to Nicaragua too, but still, I mean.
Canada?
No.
Oh. England?
For
you've never been to the homeland?
To get rid of.
Oh, my God. I'd give that up for 5 years to get rid of almost anything.
I wouldn't.
Well, you couldn't. I mean,
you're
a jet setter.
Right. Life is too short.
Right.
What else is on that survey?
Who cares?
I like it.
Just makes,
you do?
I just think that's super interesting, and what strange results
is
from that
so
survey.
Beyond out of touch. I don't know what to say.
Is internet on there?
Let me see.
Yeah, hold like on. Is the? I mean,
what else?
No one's giving up the internet. If only half of them are giving up voting, no one's giving up the internet.
Millennials were less enthusiastic about moving in with their parents. Only 27% say they'd do it in exchange for student debt forgiveness.
I thought they all already lived there.
And they also don't want to give up texting for student loan forgiveness.
Yeah. Are you one of the old millennials?
I am. It's from 80, and I'm 83, so
oh,
I am a
man.
So, but
you were born in 83?
Yeah, man.
Only 13% of millennials were willing to hypothetically give up text and mobile messaging for a year if it meant they'd be student.
Only for 1 year?
Dude, I'd throw this in the bay. Dude. Well, that's littering, but you know what I mean. I'd get rid of
right.
this for to, if
for
you're going to
wipe
out
oh
$80,000 debt.
Oh, my God.
You said $80,000?
Well, whatever you've got.
Hypothesizing
I don't know what you
that
got.
That's what the debt is.
Dude, I'd get a pigeon and start sending messages that way.
I'll just be a hermit.
Who cares?
I'm with you.
So on average, in 2014, so this is definitely outdated, a student owes $30,000.
Okay.
Which doesn't seem like outrageous. I got a buddy who went to USC, was on loans for the entire time, and to this day he still owes $200,000.
Well, that's a doctor or a lawyer or something like that. But, you know, $30,000 is like a car. Most people out there listening to this radio show are in a $30,000 car.
Right.
Okay, so there's I just found a new article. In 2017, it's $40,000.
Okay.
Even that doesn't seem like all that much, but still, $40,000, if you could have that forgiven and not have to deal with that, I would do any one of those things.
By not voting for the next two terms?
Yes.
All right. I'll
give that up.
So you're already not doing that.
I am doing that. I would give that up.
Not you. Oh. We're talking about the millennials.
Yes, you're already not doing it, you brats. Jesus.
It's not true.
I know. You.
Well,
are
Britt and I went together.
That's not even a millennial.
It's not even creative, the whole give up your phone for a year. I mean,
707 says, I'm a gay man with over $80,000 in student loans. I'd have sex with a dozen women to destroy my student loans.
Yeah, that guy will give up his voting rights.
Oh, my God.
That's a
women are like,
one.
Hey!
What do we chop liver?
Apparently, I'll actually do a woman.
Oh, because we're so gross.
Thanks, gay man.
I'm sure he didn't mean that to be insulting.
What a sacrifice that would be for
or
you.
Mm.
Is that Caleb?
Hey, Caleb.
Sheesh, millennials. All right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah Uzette, This Is Us is so good.
That's what people say.
You must start from the beginning and really pay attention to the first episode.
Oh, so does that set the whole thing up?
Maybe.
I remember people after that first episode aired, people were like, oh my God, this is my new show. Did you see, Florence Vaughn says, Sarah didn't get the liquor store hung thing probably because she's from the East Coast where they only sell alcohol.
Oh, well, yeah.
But liquor stores are specifically, but I'm sure they had gum and candy. It was just so strange that I figured you were referring to the liquor as the candy.
I got what you got, but I also got what he said, which is that's the place where you'd get your,
convenience store stuff.
I need a candy bar and I'm going to the little mini market.
I thought
it was. Or a little bag of chips.
That alcoholics want candy.
No, I wasn't making metaphors or anything. It's candy, actual candy from liquor stores.
What did he say?
95 says, I'm a millennial. I drive. I leave my room. I like to travel and I vote. I also don't have any student loans because I went to a trade school. Not all millennials are deadbeats.
Well, there's the one, everybody. He wrote it.
That is good. And you know what? I'm sure it's the bad apples that give everybody else
a bad name.
I'm not
even mad at millennials. We've had some great kids come through here as interns when we used to have that program. I'm just reading that survey. And I can't believe how out of touch it makes that generation look. To me, you could have my phone for a year if you're taking $30,000 in debt away.
I actually would trade it for much less than that. We grew up, I didn't have the phone. I bet I'd get used to it real fast and might even feel really free and happy that I'm not able to be contacted. Usually would be like, I tried to get a hold of you all day yesterday, but oh yeah, I remember I had to give my phone up to get my debt forgiven. Oh yeah, that's right. Okay.
I actually get the international travel thing that if you are able to prioritize that and do that, that's great.
Seems like if you gave that up for 5 years, you could just pay the debt off anyway.
But I always felt like trying to build myself a career didn't allow me the time to split.
Right.
And go international travel.
Right.
Also, I was always broke and had to sell my CDs just to eat. So I don't know where the international travels come. If
I feel
you've got that debt, how are you even able to international travel?
I just feel like international travel is something I've only done as a really far grown up person.
In the last 5 years.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I didn't have the money or the time for it. I was too busy. And then I had little kids and God knows I don't want to be on a plane with them.
You don't. They're so fun, though. Oh,
nothing like being next to a crying baby for 14 hours.
Ooh,
you've done it?
Yeah, when I was flying to Israel this past time. Oh, man. And what are you going to do?
Throw it out the window?
Ask him to please stop. Please.
Please, child.
You just got to put on the earplugs and...
I always feel so bad for the parent, but I still want to throttle them.
Oh, you had to travel. You had to go wherever you're going.
Well, you had to go. I was that lady one time. My kid just cried the whole flight. On a red eye, too. We're like, oh, he'll sleep. It'll be great. No.
Did you just lock yourself in the bathroom for the...
I wish I could have, but instead I sat on the floor, laid him across both of our seats, and just tried to, comfort him to...
Please stop.
Everyone's going to kill us. We're going to die. And the dirty looks you get from the people on the way out as though you planned it. I didn't plan it. Believe me, I would have loved to sleep on this flight too.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, all kinds of stuff, Vinny. It'll be really fun.
Yeah.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.